To help control such problems and smooth the progress of international trade, the World Trade Organization, WTO, was formed. The WTO passes laws to protect intellectual property. One of the conditions of belonging to the organization is that these laws must be put into effect by member countries. For example, when you enter a country which is a member of the WTO, your luggage may be inspected by customs to make sure that you are not trying to import pirated goods. Or the police may check street stands and shops to make sure that the goods they are selling are authentic. Some people may think that since they are not running a business or stealing business ideas, intellectual property laws do not affect them. However, in everyday life, we are now faced with decisions about how to respect intellectual property rights. For example, most people have downloaded videos free from the internet. Many have also copied and shared computer software. All of this is illegal. In 2005 alone, film companies in Hollywood lost around $3 to $4 billion because of illegal copying and downloading from the internet. In 2009, 41% of the software on computers worldwide was pirated, which equaled a loss of $53 billion for the people who made the software. Even more widespread is the copying of music, especially with the development of new computer programs.